Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is your Senior Matters host, Diane Johnson. We've got three people on this line for Senior Matters today. Our wonderful collaboration and connection with communication is by our wonderful Raleigh Burley. Thank you, Raleigh, for being there for the three of us. I'm here in Carbondale. And we're going to play some incredible music. And you know KDNK is a community radio station that plays a world of music, incredible music, music from all over the world. And many singers and musicians were first heard on KDNK, weren't they, Raleigh? And this afternoon, my guest, Ellen Stapenhorst, composer, singer, musician, will be singing her composition for our world community. And now we will listen to our first song, Together We Count, Ellen Stapenhorst.
You might think it doesn't really matter, shrug and say, it's not paramount. You might think that you don't make a difference, but you're wrong. Everybody counts. The little baby born just this minute, the centenarian plus 15, moms and dads and kids, cousins, friends and neighbors,
young and old,
everyone in between. Together we count.
Together we count.
Together we count.
Together we count.
The whole is more than the sum of the parts. This is how we stand up and show who we are. 'Cause we're all in this together. Together we count. Yes, it's true, each of us is just one person, but for too many reasons to enumerate, we help ourselves and we help our neighbors when we participate. You might be sitting alone in your room, but we're connected no matter where we are, doing what we can to show we care for one another. Sends ripples near and far. Together we count.
Together we count.
Together we count.
Together we count.
The whole is more than the sum of the parts. This is how we stand up and show who we are. 'Cause we're all in this together. Together we count. Yes, we're all in this together, in clear and stormy weather, making our lives better.
Together we count.
Together we count. Together we count.
Oh, yeah, that's my song. It's going to be my little anthem for a while. You know, all of us don't have our own personal song and poetry that brings us together, but that one counts today, you know, and I see it every day. So, Ellen, I'm going to go back right to your writing. What inspired these words? Where were you at the moment the lines started forming, one by one,
I'll tell you. Yes, this song, actually, I started working with the Aspen to Parachute Census 2020 group, actually right at the end of last year. And we started talking about, you know, just for one thing, how important the census is, but also how to deliver a message to people who might not who are usually kind of undercounted in the census. Mm-hmm. And seniors is one of those groups. So we kind of brainstormed, Rachel, whom you're going to introduce here in a little bit, and our good friend Jeanette Darnauer and I brainstormed a little bit, and Jeanette, who has known my music for years, said, why don't you do concerts for the senior centers and talk about the census? And I started, and I said, well, maybe I'll write a song for it. So I started writing the song, you know, really specifically about the census, but how, you know, each of us thinks we're just these little people, you know, just off in our own little bubbles or whatever, and we don't really make a difference, but we do. And that was the whole thrust of the song. And then when the pandemic hit, well, first of all, we realized, okay, I'm not going to be able to go out and do a sing for seniors right now, you know, in person. But I started thinking about how applicable the song was to what we're in right now, because each of our actions makes a difference.
You
know, I mean, you know, wearing a mask, taking care of ourselves, takes care of each other, and so that was what I changed the song. I kind of rewrote the song a bit.
Okay.
You know, once the pandemic started, so
yeah.
So
you know,
yeah.
I have a sense that we met, and my roommate Nancy, El Jebel Senior Center Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I went with her a couple of times, and there was this wonderful group of women that were singers, and you were going, and I was so impressed, not only with that you donated your time, and you may not be one of the group, but but the voices, and the time, and the commitment, and music is one of the most important things we can bring to our senior minds. It helps us dance.
Yes.
It helps us live life. And the words in the poetry inspire us sometimes to be better people. You know?
Yes. Yeah. And it reminds us that we are in this together. I think music brings us together in a way that's, you know, in such a different way, it kind of resonates. I mean, you know, it resonates with our whole beings and brings us together that way.
I am so
grateful during this time to be able. I'm not technologically terribly adept, but I have been able to continue doing online concerts so that I keep being able to sing music for people and, you know, and feel like we're together in something. So that's been great. But I mean, for me as a musician, as a writer, that's, you know, it kind of gives me my purpose in life.
You want to be heard.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit back there and let someone cancel that beautiful, beautiful creativity and music. Mozart showed us, you know, he just inspired from the moment music was inside of him, you know, and I just feel privileged to be in a community where I see the wealth come from within us because of what our community represents.
I live in Paonia now, but I spent from the early 70s, I've been part of the Roaring Fork Valley music community, and I'll tell you, there's a great music community over there.
There is. Thank you, KDNK, and thank you, Thunder River, and thank you, everyone. Music wouldn't be played like it is in our community if it wasn't for those that want it, need it, and rejoice with it, you know. So, in reference to the census, be the change is the message, and together we count. That's the most important thing. But let me carry you. Don't talk to that spiritual part of every one of us.
given so willingly. Now you're lost in a world of trouble. Reach out your hand to me. Let me carry you like the river. Surround you like the sea. Lay you down in a field of clover. Hold you neath the tall pine trees. We all have our dreams to follow, the ones we strive to be. Like the ocean, we move together, unaware of our majesty. When you're tired, when you're lonely, love's a fading memory. Let me carry you like the river. Surround you like the sea. Lay you down in a field of clover. Hold you neath the tall pine trees. Let me carry like the river, surround you like the sea, lay you down in a field of clover, hold you neath the tall pine trees. Let me carry you like the river, surround you like the sea.
Yeah, you did. I cried twice. I'm sorry, but it was good for me because it enhanced my spirit. It didn't drain it. It enhanced it. Yeah. Where can we get these CDs? Did you say they were available where?
They're available through me, through my website, which is ellenstapenhorst.net.
Easy. ellenstapenhorst.net.
Yes, and perfect. You can find my you can get in touch with me through my website. That's probably the easiest way.
Thank you so much for connecting with me.
And I'll stay on for Rachel here.
Rachel Brenneman, she's owner, idea cultivator, manifest communication. And Rachel's got something on her mind that she would like to share with us about the senses. And so briefly, the state of Colorado is working on efforts to ensure a complete and accurate count for Census 2020. And this critical process ensures that Colorado receives fair representation in Congress and its fair share of federal funding. And the data collected is then used by states for redistricting. Rachel, what do we need to know?
Thank you so much for having me, Diane. The census is an incredibly important thing. And unfortunately, it launched a couple days after the Colorado governor declared a state of emergency because of COVID-19. So the timing couldn't really be worse. But as Diane said, it is, yes, it's a very important thing. It brings about $13 billion to Colorado every year for funding for important things like roads and transportation, schools and education, and health and human services and emergency response. So right now, you know, in this pandemic, we're really seeing how important it is to get an accurate count so that the government can allocate money in the correct way to serve the populations in each county. So for us, that includes, you know, Pickens, Eagle, and Garfield County here in the Warren Fork Valley. So the biggest news, and I don't know if people have heard this yet, is that the census is now closing on September 30th.
And normally, when does it close?
Well, normally, yeah, great question. Normally it closes on July 31st, but because of COVID, I know, right? So because of COVID, the Census Bureau is able to change those dates, and so they pushed it back to October 31st, and then they have to deliver all of the information to the president and his office by the end of the year. Well, it was announced just a couple days ago that they were going to close the census on September 30th rather than October 31st to give them enough time to do all of the kind of behind the scenes data collection and organization to get it organized for the president. So we're in a little bit of a scramble here. You know, we have, less than 2 months for people to complete their census. And Colorado's actually doing pretty well compared to the national average. We have a 66.4% self-response rate. And then Pickens County and Eagle County are behind that pretty significantly.
Is there something we can do at home, those of us that are still being restricted, which, you know, if it's a health issue, a computer, will people be knocking on our doors? It'll be mail in? How are we gonna get this done the way it should be done?
Great question. Yes. The easiest way to do it is online. So the census is online for the first time this year ever, from when it started back in 1790, when someone on a horse came by your house and wrote your name down on a scroll and put a couple ticks next to your name for the folks that lived with you. Things have changed a little bit since 1790. So yes, this year it is online. So the easiest way to do it is to go to 2020census.gov. Okay. So again, that's 2020census.gov. And there's a big green response.
census.gov. Boy, I repeat it again.
Correct.
Easy.
Correct.
Go for it.
There's a big green button that says respond, and you can respond in 72 different languages. It is a very simple online form. There's been kind of a confusion that people thought you had to have a code to complete your census, but there's a button underneath the code where it asks you to enter a code where you can say, I don't have a code, and it simply asks you for your physical address, and then you can answer the simple questions. It takes about 5 minutes for most people, and important to, you know, our community as well as our immigrant community is that it's confidential. All of your information is protected by law, and all of the Census Bureau takers, anybody who works for the Bureau is under oath with some pretty mega consequences if they violate that. So, yeah.
Rachel, our community is full of people from all over the world. Some are here as visitors, some are residents, some are on or have immigration issues. Who gets counted?
Everyone gets counted. The census is a every 10-year constitutionally mandated count of everyone that is in the United States on April 1st, regardless of citizenship. That means everybody. Yeah. And it's interesting because we live in a community with lots of second homeowners as well.
The way
the census works is that you are counted where you live at least 6 months and 1 day of the year. So if you live in Texas and you have a second home in Aspen and you spend, you know, a couple months in Aspen a year, you will actually be counted in Texas.
Okay. So I hear that. That's good because that's what the Roaring Fork Valley is about. You know, there is transition and it is sometimes just as great as some people have two residences. So, but you get count and because it's state accountability, those residents of each state, like you said, 6 months to 6 months, it's their accountability to file the census information because it's all about the economic business of the state. That's what I see happening, and it's important.
It is very important. It's important for funding. It's important for, like you mentioned, about redistricting, you know, having our voice in government. And it also supports important decisions that businesses, nonprofits make on a daily basis. So, you know, if I were to leave everybody with one message, it would be to do it today, to take 5 minutes, go to 2020census.gov and complete your census to make sure that your community gets the funding and that it needs.
Okay, I have, and let's go along. We're going on to our computers. We don't have everyone isn't computer literate. And I wonder if some of the libraries or community service organizations that have computers, is there a need for assistance to file on the online? And is there a need for assistance for someone who has a visual impairment or some inability to write? Who can help them? Who volunteers to help those who can't do what they want to do?
We're working closely with the libraries, in every location. Some libraries are open, some are not, some have restricted hours, but the folks at the library are here to help you. They can walk you through it online, and there is also a phone number that you can call if you don't have online access. I'll pull that up here in just a second. And then the Census Bureau should be going by, they're doing right now what they call non-response follow-up. So they're going to homes of people who haven't been counted by what we call self-response yet. And they are going door-to-door with packets of information. So if you would like to complete it the kind of old school way through the mail, then you may find those either in your mail or on your front step. And I will just give you guys the English phone number to call too. It's 1-844-330-2020. Again, that's 844-330-2020 if you want to just pick up the phone and give them a call, and you can do it that way. And it, the phone service is available in English in 72 languages as well, so don't worry about it if you are not a native English speaker.
KDNK listeners, remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up. Life is good and filled with wonderful dreams of all things possible. Mm-hmm.